Our next station on this musical train tour is Watford, home of Watford FC. And while football is not the theme for this guide, it's a town where football and music are inextricably linked. Let's take a journey to nearby Pinner, a half-hour bus journey from Watford and the birthplace of one Reginald Kenneth Dwight, a singer whose real name you might not recognise immediately, but whose stage name is known the world over, Sir Elton John. As a child, he attended Pinner County Grammar School, now Pinner High School, which also saw several other famous artists pass through its hallways, including Simon Le Bon, lead singer of Duran Duran. While his artistry eventually took Sir Elton around the world, a part of him, the footballing part in particular, has stayed closer to home. Always a devoted Watford fan, when he was presented with the opportunity to get on the pitch at the grounds on Vicarage Road, 20 minutes walk from the station, he grabbed it. Although it wasn't football he was playing, but a concert to a crowd of 30,000 fans. In 1976, his love affair with the town took a new turn as he actually ended up buying the football club, becoming its chairman and president, and taking the team from 92nd in the Football League to, at one point, the very top. Sir Elton stepped down as chairman in 2002. However, he remains the club's honorary life president and as big a supporter as ever. And it's fair to say Watford returns the love. Not only does it proudly feature two giant murals of Elton, one on the side of Watford Library, just a 12-minute walk from Watford Junction Station, and the other at the football stadium. And rather brilliantly, at the end of 2023, the town renamed Occupation Road to Yellow Brick Road, of course, after his classic hit. But Watford isn't all about football. To explore more of the modern-day music this town has to offer, you could head to the Watford Coliseum, a historic venue which is a mere 12-minute walk from the station, hosting various concerts by both local and international artists, contributing to Watford's cultural vibrancy. Additionally, the town offers live music experiences at lots of local pubs, such as The Horns, so you're sure to find somewhere to pop into during your visit. Back to the stars and the other famous musicians who grew up here, and in the wider Hertfordshire area too. Jerry Halliwell of the Spice Girls was born in the town and grew up on Jubilee Road, a 20-minute walk from Watford Junction, while George Michael and Andrew Ridgeley met at nearby Bushy Meads School, just outside Watford, in the little town of Bushy. It was here the two friends formed a short-lived ska band called The Executive, before becoming Wham and releasing monster hits such as Wake Me Up Before You Go-Go and Club Tropicana. But for many, Wham will be known for its festive classic, Last Christmas, which George supposedly wrote in his childhood bedroom in Hertfordshire. When it was released in 1984, it reached number two in the charts and has hit number two on several occasions since, but strangely, never number one at Christmas. That all finally changed at the end of 2023, when the song finally secured the coveted Christmas number one spot for the first time. With so much rich musical heritage to uncover, make sure you add Watford onto your music destination's bucket list.